about that playoff game against Miami that year? You're saying you can see it in Marino's face when you come out there?
Oh, you know, it was a young kid at that time, man. He had no idea what was coming at him. And, you know, we both did an interview with NBC, and I remember it like it was yesterday. Ahmad Rashad was doing the interview, and we were walking under the tunnel. And I was walking with one of our PR people, I forget who it was, and he whispered to me, he said, "Here comes Marino." I said, "Watch this." And I walked past him, I kind of growled at him, and kind of gave him that look like, "I'm getting ready to kick your." And I didn't say anything, and I just walked, and he put his head down, and I said, "Oh, we got him. We got him." And I love Marino. I think he's a great player. But that particular game was ours from the start.
Did anyone point out to you, or were you aware of the fact before the playoff run started that no team had ever won three road games to get to the Super Bowl?
We didn't think much about it until after it was all over with. And we just knew we were going to have to do it on the road if we were going to do it. You know, Raymond Berry did a good job of preparing us. And, you know, hey, we're going to be on the road, guys. We got to look at this as a business trip. And we got to somehow figure out how to turn their house into our house. And that's what we did.
Andre, what do you think? A lot of people early this year were talking about the Bears' defense from this year versus that 85-10. Make a comparison on that?
That Bears team of 2005 is nowhere near the Bears team of 85. They just had too many players that could turn a game around. I mean, they were a devastating defense. For that year, they were the best defense in the National Football League. Not many people that compared to that.
What did it feel like being on the sidelines in the Orange Bowl while your offense was churning out 250-something yards on the ground? I mean, they had a big feeling knowing that they were sort of controlling the tempo there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was fun watching, you know, Tony Collins, Robert Weathers, Craig James, the Mosi Tatupu, all those guys were out there. We were flat out putting into those guys. And, you know, we had the horses that day. It was awesome. It, you know, we were almost three and out, as we like to talk on defense. And but it was cool watching those guys on offense bring the ball down their throat.
What about the blow up in Cleveland early in the year? Is it just legend overriding factor?
I've tried to, for years, to deny it ever happened, but it's just come to a point where, you know, it was one of those things that I realized, and a lot of us realized, we were a good football team and we just wasn't playing up to our potential. And, you know, no one likes to get beat and then have you put your foot on my neck in the same instance. And that's what happened. Cleveland, you know, put it on us, and it put something on me bad. I mean, I went in the locker room and just like a freak, because I knew we were a better football team. And we didn't play the way we were capable of playing. And it was just kind of letting everybody know. I wasn't calling anybody out or any of that. It was just, hey, look, we need to wake up, because we're a good football team. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Andre. Sorry, I'm jumping in late here.
That's all right.
How special is this week going to be for you and your fellow teammates?
It's going to be pretty good. You know, we're going to get a chance to see about 40-something players and about six or seven coaches. Just the fact that, you know, we all haven't seen each other in about 20 years, and some of us haven't seen each other in a long time. And getting together, kind of celebrating some of the hard work and the sacrifices that we made over the years, and to be recognized for that's special.
What are your fondest memories of that team?
Going on the road, playing. Playing the three playoff games on the road, and, you know, putting it to the Dolphins in the AFC Championship down there. Those are special moments.
And how about the camaraderie? What made that team special, both inside the locker room and taking it out on the field?
A lot of veterans. We had a lot of veterans. You didn't realize how many 5-6 year guys that we had on the team at that time, but, you know, it was a lot of leadership. Great leadership in the head coach. The assistant coaches all did a great job. And just the players being able to seize the moment, do the things that they were supposed to do, take care of their responsibilities. We had great guys on defense, offense, and special teams, and they all played well.
How much fun was it to have the fans just, I mean, this place was just a zoo for a solid month and a half.
It was. I mean, the first time we got back, and, you know, all the fans were on the, met us up at Rhode Island Airport and came out on the tarmac, and then after we had beating the Dolphins for the AFC Championship and then have them come out on tarmac again. That was unbelievable. I thought somebody was going to get kidnapped out there, man. There were so many people. But just the pouring of fan support was awesome.
And lastly, as you look back on it now with what this franchise has accomplished, how proud are you to be a part of that team and also a part of the New England Patriots franchise?
It's awesome. I was talking earlier, you know, we kind of feel a sense of pride and the fact that we were the first team to go to the Super Bowl and then have these young guys come in now and then go out and win three of them. And, you know, I've always thought that with the proper coaching, front office, ownership, you know, we could achieve something like this. And it's been awesome sitting here being part of the franchise and seeing that happen, winning the three championships, being a player that was on a team that went to the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's just, you can't pay for that. So, you know, you only can earn that, and I feel real proud to be part of that.
Thank you.
Thanks.